They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Welcome in, welcome back. Hour number two of three here, the Todd Brodelkamp Show, coming your way, kicking it off as we have been all day with a little Darlene Love, a nod to a Christmas tradition that started with David Letterman, way back in the NBC days with Late Night with David Letterman, carried it over to CBS. He would have her on to perform that song every year around the holidays, and I was always a big fan of both that tradition and Dave Letterman himself, so it's a little bit of a nod to that for those who are wondering. And that song gets played a lot. It makes an appearance in Goodfellas, among other movies. Goodfellas, one of those movies that you could also argue as to whether or not it's a Christmas movie. It's not, but part of the movie takes place during Christmas. I know people love to have that with Die Hard, and we talked about Gremlins earlier in the week, and I don't want to necessarily go down that road again. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be joining me in the third hour tonight, along with future Hawkeye quarterback Spencer Petras. He's set to join us. He signed with the Hawkeyes earlier this week, the beginning of the early signing period, opened up his commitment after Oregon State changed coaches, and people are very excited about the four-star quarterback who happens to go to the same high school as current Los Angeles Rams starting quarterback Jared Goff. And his high school coach coached both Goff and Petras, says he likes working with Petras more than Goff, which I'm sure Hawkeye fans will just take with a grain of salt and not let that
overreact at all.
They'll be calling for Spencer Petras before halftime of the Pinstripe Bowl if things aren't going very well. Forget Peyton Manziel, but Petras, by the way, is going to enroll, I believe, for the spring semester at Iowa. So he's going to be with the team during spring practices, which is always giving a leg up in the competition among the backup quarterbacks. We'll talk to him about that and more with Rob Howe. It is the 5 o'clock hour, better known as the Drive Time Hour. Drive Time on the Todd Brodelkamp Show, brought to you by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or one of their three locations in Iowa, North Liberty, Iowa City, or Grinnell. Lindertire.com also has some great online savings, especially if you're in the market for a set of new tires. 5:07, we will continue to air the grievances, our special December 22nd edition of the Festivus Show. Traditionally, we do this on December 23rd. If you're joining us late to the party, we've complained or aired grievances, I should say, about roundabouts, but mainly the NFL's catch rule. Just to get everybody caught up to speed, if they want to air some grievances at the bottom of the hour, one or two people may or may not have brought up the NFL catch rule. But let's do Love It or Leave It. Final Love It or Leave It before Christmas. How about that?
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Alex, Upset City, Cedar Falls, Iowa.
The UNI Panthers take on the Xavier Musketeers tonight at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. And I look at this Xavier team sitting at 11-1. Their only loss to the number three team in the country, Arizona State. And on the surface, it looks like a really tough matchup for the Panthers. But then you think about all the teams that they've been able to hang with this year, all the teams that have struggled to come into the McLeod Center and escape with victories. Add that to the fact that J.P. McCura, Kaiser Gates, Tyreek Jones, three of the top players for Xavier have been banged up. J.P. McCura is the second leading scorer behind Trayvon Blewett. He's been battling concussion symptoms the past couple weeks. I think UNI is going to win this game tonight. And if they do that, I think they have a really good chance to get an at-large bid or get into the NCAA tournament if they can finish in the top two in the Missouri Valley Conference. We had Gary Rima on the program on Wednesday. He thinks that in order for the Panthers to be looked at as a team who has had an outstanding non-conference schedule to that degree, they have to win this game tonight. They needed to get one of the two against Iowa State or Xavier. They didn't get it done against Iowa State. I think they get it done tonight against Xavier.
Number two.
All right, Todd. Oh, man. I love this one. Pin stripe up.
Stripe up. The motto of Alex's Memphis Tigers. That's why I decided to throw that in there. But
hashtag
I'm talking about
stripe up.
Pinstripe up. Of course, the Pinstripe Bowl next Wednesday. We talked with Gary Dolphin about it a little earlier tonight. I found it very interesting that Gary said he's a little concerned about the cohesiveness of the Iowa running game with the changes on the offensive line. A little bit of candor there from the play-by-play voice of the Hawkeyes. Iowa, I think, is going to get the job done in New York City next week. I think the Hawkeyes are going to beat Boston College. They're going to put this somewhat silly, yet not completely trivial narrative about not being able to win bowl games to rest. And then the focus, I think, among the fan base is going to turn to, okay, let's make sure that in 2018 we're going to a bowl game that's a little bit better all around than the Pinstripe Bowl. Someplace warmer where the opponent is a little more high profile. And let's see what the Hawkeyes can do in 2018. This is a good way to close the book on 2017, turn the page to next season, and I do think the Hawkeyes are going to get the win over Boston College. And no, I do not think it's going to be an offensive explosion. As I said earlier today, about 21-10 would be my guess for a final score.
Number three.
Steph Curry 2.0.
I leave this, and I leave this a third time. I am referring to a player in the Big 12 right now, a freshman by the name of Trey Young out of the University of Oklahoma. And we had John Walters joining the program last Monday, and he brought up the fact that Trey Young is probably one of the best freshmen he's ever seen come in and play the point guard position at the college level. And I agree with that. I think this kid averaging 28.5 points per game and over 10 assists per game is a special player. But let's give the 19-year-old kid at least a chance to play in the Big 12 before we put that kind of expectations on his plate. Let's not forget, when was the last time a player was drafted out of college that came in and absolutely made an impact in the NBA to the point where they were an all-star? I mean, you look at Anthony Davis. It has been a few years. Anthony Davis really is the only one that sticks in my mind in the past five seasons. So let's all take a deep breath and realize that this kid is going to be a good NBA player. If he's not quite as good as Steph Curry, I don't think that we can say that his career is a failure. He's 19 years old. He still has a lot of developing to do. Let's enjoy him in college. Let's let him play in the Big 12 first before we compare him to the best player in the NBA.
Number four.
Oh my.
That was my reaction when I found out this morning that Dick Enberg had passed away. I was a big fan of the longtime voice of virtually every sport on NBC, growing up in an era when NBC pretty much was one of the dominant sports outlets on among the three networks. And one of my first thoughts was of Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen doing NFL games. And then I thought recently about how I used to enjoy staying up late and watching the Los Angeles Dodgers and Vin Scully. And everybody loved Vin Scully and catching him do Dodger games on MLB, the MLB package on DirecTV or Dish, whatever you've got, cable. But I always found myself sort of oscillating between Vin Scully and doing the Dodgers games. And then occasionally, if the game wasn't that interesting or if there was a break, I'd go find the Padres games. Dick Enberg did California Angels baseball games many, many decades ago. And then for the last 7 years, he retired last year, was the television voice of the Padres alongside Mark Grant. And Dick Enberg was tremendous at a number of sports. He could call virtually anything. As a matter of fact, Vin Scully himself said that today, that he was the most versatile broadcaster in the history of sports. But his true love and passion for the game of baseball always came out when he was doing Padres games. And very sad, and for those that may not be aware, Dick Enberg was an alum of Central Michigan, which is playing in a bowl tonight. They have added an Oh My sticker to their helmets. Dick Enberg got his start in the radio business at a radio station as a janitor. And, he had applied to be a janitor and then eventually worked his way up to getting paid $1 an hour to be a weekend disc jockey. And from there, he wound up going on to a Hall of Fame career. Terribly, terribly sad news to see the passing of yet another broadcasting legend and a guy who truly could do it all, from golf to Wimbledon to football, baseball, and anything in between. Dick Enberg.
Number 5.
Festivus.
Todd, this is one of my favorite episodes of the year, where we get to come to work, air our grievances, and let the listeners air their grievances. And I know there are a couple trains of thought about complainers. Some people say complaining is therapeutic. If you hold in your feelings and don't let them out, you're going to explode. Others say stop complaining. But I'm here to tell you, on December 23rd, you can celebrate it tomorrow. You can celebrate it with us the rest of this show. If you have grievances, let them out. I come from the thought that if you don't let them out and let them build up and nobody hears them, then you're just making yourself crazy. So let it out. That is what the spirit of Festivus and the spirit of this show today is about. We're not getting to it now, but we're going to get back into the airing of the grievance later. I absolutely love Festivus.
Number 6.
All right, Todd. Can we just skip this one?
No, not at all.
Ruling. Okay, coworkers who make other coworkers look bad during the holidays.
I am going to leave this, and I'm going to leave it for the same reason I would leave coworkers who make their coworkers look bad the other 364 days of the year. But there is a special place in hell for people who make their coworkers look bad at the holidays, especially with the gift exchange, when everybody's trading presents, and that's very nice, and this is wonderful, and I'm quite pleased to be receiving this, and then wham, somebody comes over the top with hundreds of dollars of golf tickets for Scott Unash. Who could I possibly be talking about?
I guess I'm going to hell.
Well, I said a special place in hell. You don't
at
know
at least
exactly,
it's a special place.
You don't know what I'm talking about. It's a special place in. Well, no. I don't want you to misconstrue that.
It sounds pretty straightforward.
Well, you have to believe in that to begin with, and we don't want to go down that road. But look, I'm going to leave this, and it leads us to our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. Did Alex Kuhn kill any and all future KGYM Christmas gift exchanges by giving Scott Unash two tickets to the PGA Championship? There's a hospitality and all, right? Food, yes, and beverage and all that. Scott's going to be able to hobnob with the St. Louis elite. Kuhn, come on, man.
More on this later.
You're better.
Number 7.
You're better than this. A Christmas Eve miracle.
The Cleveland Browns have not won a game on a Sunday since December 13th of 2015, and that streak is going to come to an end.
Bear down.
On Sunday. I'm sorry, Chicago Bears fans, but this is a Bears team that, yes, is showing a little bit of promise defensively. Yes, they have a quarterback who some people think could be very good, but they have a coach that is talking about, let me get this right, having a pet. I can't even remember exactly what the wild animal that he had a pet of was. I'll get that here in a second. It just seems like they've packed it in for the season, and the Cleveland Browns have been ever so close to getting over that hump, except for last week against Baltimore. They almost beat the Green Bay Packers a couple of weeks ago. Give me the Cleveland Browns to win a game on a Sunday, their first win of the season. They're 0-14. They will be 1-14 come Monday morning and break a streak that started after Johnny Manziel won a game as the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns back on December the 13th, 2015. So I love this. A Christmas Eve miracle about to take place in Chicago. I guess it might not be a miracle if you're a Bears fan.
Number eight.
The possible return of the XFL, Todd.
I am going to love this just for the train wreck that it was originally. The brainchild of WWE president Vince McMahon. He reportedly sold enough stock in the WWE yesterday to bring in $100 million, which he's going to turn around and invest in a sports venture that is said to be looking at something sports related. That same entity also filed for some trademarks that had been abandoned by the WWE for the XFL. And a lot of people are thinking that perhaps Vince feels the NFL is vulnerable right now, that it's not the same game that it used to be, and this would be a good time to reboot He Hate Me, Matt Vasgersian, the cheerleader, locker room camera, all of the things that came with the XFL. Maybe even Jerry DiNardo. I don't know whether it was Al Luganbill was one of the coaches, too. I don't know why I remember that.
Can we get the Hitmen back?
The New York, New Jersey Hitmen, the Memphis Maniacs. I like this idea because I don't think it's going to work, and I enjoy chaos and failure, and let's see where this goes, because even though people are down on the NFL right now, the one thing that you would have to have more of than the NFL to come at the king would be talent. And there's no way that you can accumulate more talent overnight in a startup league than what the NFL currently has. So good luck, Vince. You're going to need it.
Number nine.
No Pandora's Box, a one-time deal.
So this is my chance to defend myself after I was told that I thought you were talking was about reserved a special place in hell.
Pandora's charm bracelet.
A lot of people are worried that my gift to Scott Unash is going to end the gift exchange between coworkers here at KGYM. And let me just tell you my reasoning behind giving this gift to Scott Unash. I was driving to the bowling alley yesterday. I was going to get him a gift card to the bowling alley because that's easy, right?
Would have been reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought to myself, wait a second. I remember when the last PGA event came to St. Louis, a lot of people had tickets and not a lot of people that I knew used the tickets. So I made a phone call to my father and asked, hey, are there tickets available? And instead of letting those tickets go to somebody that doesn't want to be there, I figured, who more would appreciate that than our very own Scott Unash? I mean, I have never met somebody as passionate about the sport of golf in my entire life, and that is not an exaggeration one bit. You know this, Todd.
I'm well aware.
Than Scott Unash. So I wanted the tickets to go into good hands, and I think that they have. So next year, I'm going to go back to getting gifts that I think will appreciate. This year, it just so happened that Scott was going to be the recipient of something that he would appreciate more than pretty much anybody I know.
I'm calling it right now. Alex is going to draw my name next year.
Oh.
And then it'll be like, well, here's the $20 gift. Here's the gift certificate to May City Bowling that I was going to get Scott last
year. That won't happen.
You said there was a special place in hell for me, so I didn't want to get you Cubs World Series tickets.
I won't get you another poop pillow.
Here's $20.
Poop emoji pillow.
Number 10.
Boy. Bada bing.
Bada bing. I found out last night doing some research. What can I do before the Pinstripe Bowl next Wednesday? There is a tour of the Sopranos locations. I love the Sopranos. It's one of my favorite TV shows of all time. And the tour lasts about 4 hours. It starts at 10 a.m. and leaves very near where I'm going to be in Manhattan, and would get over with and give me about 3 hours to get to Yankee Stadium, although with traffic concerns and everything, I'm not quite sure that 3 hours is going to be 3 hours. Should I do this? Should I try to squeeze in a little sightseeing before the Pinstripe Bowl? That's my question to you on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp. You can also use the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Do I squeeze in sightseeing, or do I just hang out at Yankee Stadium all day? Not drinking Heinekens. I don't think Gary Dolphin will be either, but I'm trying to find time. Everybody keeps saying have fun in New York, and there's not a whole lot of time to do a lot of sightseeing. Although I am working very hard right now to try to get a table for one at Carmine's on Christmas night, which I understand they are open. We'll see whether that comes to fruition or not.
Just give Ed Podolak a ring? Is that what you have to do?
This is Ed Podolak! See, I can't do it now. It just sounds like people doing Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. That was me doing Chris Hassel doing Ed Podolak.
If you don't love it, leave it!
Hey, buddy boy!
You remember the discussion about the Gary Rima impersonation?
Guys?
I realize that when I do it, it's somewhere between Gary Rima and John Gruden. Guys?
Yeah, you mention it, yes.
It just hit me at about 3 in the morning that my impersonation is so bad because there's too much John Gruden in the Gary Rima.
Who's that Podolak? Any table? Table for one.
Could you imagine a broadcast with Gary Rima and John Gruden? I would
Spider
love to hear that
2Y
one.
Banana. That's crazy. Where'd you come up with that? Kind of, yes. As a matter of fact, I can't imagine it. 526, that's going to do it for Love It or Leave It. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back, we will have another big board update for you. And, hint, hint, your chance to take home a $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa. They've got a couple locations in Cedar Rapids, a last-minute stocking stuffer for one of our listeners when we return after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Meet the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Yes, Zed Podolak. I'm going to be in town on Christmas night.
Yeah.
That sounded
you
like
you have better
Stadler.
Impersonations.
That was Stadler or Waldorf from The Muppets. That wasn't Ed Podolak. I just make the reservation online, and if you can get in, you can get in. Usually, here's what I've found. If you're willing to eat very late, and I don't get into LaGuardia until... I think 7:30, 8 o'clock on Christmas night. So as long as you're willing to eat late, and they are, you can find a place that's open, you can get in. I've been into some restaurants that are way out of my league. I've been able to get in because I eat late and am there by myself. Small parties. It's going to be the title of my autobiography someday. 529. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Former Cyclone guard Naz Long is averaging 15.6 boards and almost 4 assists per game. Well, just within the last hour or so, he was rewarded with a two-way contract with the Utah Jazz. The Iowa women beat Drake last night 79-66 to finish the non-conference schedule with a record of 12-1, their best start since 2010. Megan Gustafson led the way with a 27.12 rebound performance, her NCAA-leading 12th double-double, and Mackenzie Meyer tied a career best with 21 points. Lexi Sevillian got her first start at point guard in place of the injured Tania Davis, and she scored 12. The Hawkeyes are going to begin Big Ten play at Wisconsin next Thursday. The Iowa men have a date hosting Colorado tonight and their last chance to get a win over a Power 5 team in the non-conference schedule. But the Buffaloes are coming in playing pretty well with a record of 8-3. Tip-off's going to be at 8 o'clock. The UNI women pulled off an upset last night over Kansas State 72-71. The game was tied at 62 with just under 3 minutes remaining, but consecutive threes by Kennedy Kirkpatrick provided just enough separation to hold off the Wildcats and get the win. The Panthers moved to 4-7 with two of those wins coming over Power 5 teams. Tonight at 5:50, 107.5 FM, the North Gym is going to leave our show to pick up a boy-girl doubleheader between Edgewood-Colesburg and Cedar Valley Christian. But after our show's over, we're also going to have a huge game for the UNI Panthers as they go for the upset over 9th-ranked Xavier. It'd be the crown jewel on what's already been a stellar non-conference schedule, and you'll be able to hear it on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Back with more of the Todd Brodelkamp Show next.
This bottom-of-the-hour SportsCenter update is brought to you by McDonald Optical. Over 60 years of helping you see your world more clearly in downtown Iowa City and at the Iowa City Marketplace.
Time's almost up to use your flex dollars. So stretch them during the Nike and Longchamp trunk shows at McDonald Optical December 27th and 28th. Come see all the sharp looks from these two brands and save 30% on trunk show frames. This is a great time to polish your look and stretch those flex dollars. So don't miss the Nike and Longchamp trunk shows at McDonald Optical December 27th in their new space inside the Iowa City Marketplace and December 28th in their downtown location. McDonaldOptical.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. The bowl season is now going to the fourth quarter in the second game of the day on ESPN television. Likely the final 15 minutes of college football in the career for Josh Allen. The numbers aren't exactly going to wow you. 11 of 17 for 154 yards. Completion percentage, good. Total number of passes completed and attempted, not high. It's because Wyoming has been able to take advantage of a ton of Central Michigan turnovers today. Allen's got 3 touchdown passes. Wyoming is up 30-14 on Central Michigan. Josh Allen projected to be at least a top 10 pick, maybe even higher, according to ESPN's Todd McShay. He's got him going right now, number 5, to Denver. And by the way, John Elway is in attendance on the blue turf. 15 minutes to go. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Wyoming 30. In Central Michigan at 14. Earlier today, Ohio just boat raced UAB 41-6 in the Blazers' first bowl game since 2004. Draymond Green returning tonight for the Warriors, who've won 10 straight. They host the Lakers on ESPN.
This holiday season, Upside.com is giving all business travelers the gift of a better business travel experience. Just book your next business trip at Upside.com to enjoy a level of customer service you've never had before. You deserve a better business trip. Upside.com.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. We got Dean.
Hey, so Ford F-150 engineers are raising the bar, but I'm all about lowering the bar. Like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
Really?
Save time.
Nice. The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar because, once again, it's number one in towing, payload, and torque.
I watch VHS tapes and never rewind.
Uh-huh. And F-150 raises the bar with advanced thinking like a more powerful engine lineup and available EcoBoost engine technology.
I got a camcorder. A big one.
F-150 has available pre-collision assist with pedestrian detection. This truck can help make you more competent at everything.
Competent, schmoppetent.
Okay. This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Guys, time's running out to get her the perfect gift this Christmas. Shop JCPenney now and get everything on her list for less than you think. Now through Sunday, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Plus, find her something she'll really love, like a diamond bracelet for $49.99 after 20% coupon, and find jewelry up to 65% off. Hurry in, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/21 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions may apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
5:36, welcome back and welcome in the halfway point of the final show before Christmas. And I'm doing a little research here. Christmas night, steakhouses open in Manhattan. And wouldn't you know it, one of the returns, Applebee's. The most Cedar Rapids way to spend Christmas night in New York City?
It would.
Enjoying a 2-for-20 menu item by myself.
Half price ass.
Can you order off the 2-for-20 when you're by yourself? Just give me two of those and the app and something to drink. Just leave the bottle. 319-366-1600. I know you guys are really feeling sorry for me out there, aren't you? Well, I feel sorry for you if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, because gentlemen and ladies, your backs are against the wall. It's December 22nd. What are you going to do? Well, you could be lucky right now if you're caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. We've got one final $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa. They've got two locations in Cedar Rapids, good for any of their services. And I don't think we're going to be able to get this to you in time for Christmas, but what partner or wife or spouse wouldn't be understanding if you just slipped an IOU into the stocking on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? She comes downstairs, races to the chimney. The cookies are gone. The milk has been drank. Santa has arrived and come and gone. And she reaches into her stocking, and there's a slip of paper that says, "I was the 6th caller to KGYM. And I didn't get the gift certificate in time, but I'm going to give you a $50. I love it. I love that idea. 319-366-1600. Let's make somebody happy.
I have to admit something. I re-gifted part of the gift that I received from you as part of the White Elephant gift exchange.
Okay.
I didn't. It was a canvas. It's a Hawkeye canvas.
Yes.
And I know.
It's just like the second or third time it's been regifted.
And what I did was I had some integrity as to how I presented this so-called gift to the person who I know will enjoy it much more than I'm not a very decorative person.
Did you cover up the inscription on the back.
No.
Sharpie marker.
No. And I'm sure that person now knows about it.
Oh, well.
If that person is listening. But
it might add to the intrinsic value of the artwork.
What I did was I said, hey, there's this canvas, the Hawkeye canvas that I think you would like, and I left it on your kitchen table. And that person said, well, is it like a Christmas gift? I'm like, no. I'm not going to act like it's some kind of gift. I was given this, and I thought that you would want it more than I would. So I'm not going to call it a Christmas gift because it's not like I went out of my way to buy that for somebody. I just can't have that guilt of acting like it was me that's doing something good for somebody.
Well, that was awfully kind of you. A little bit of news from the college basketball world, ESPN reporting that Cody Riley and Jalen Hill, those are the UCLA basketball players whose last names were not Ball, who were arrested for shoplifting in China before the start of the season. They have been banned for the rest of the year by UCLA basketball coach Steve Alford.
Coming down with a hammer.
Yeah. So there you go.
They must not be very good.
If you want to see Steve Alford actually punish someone and do it the right way, the crime that they have to be accused of committing apparently is shoplifting. Who would have thought? 540, Rusty in Marion, the winner of the $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa. There was a horse named Rusty on Seinfeld. Now, I wanted to do a Seinfeld tour in New York City, but there's not one that's running while I'm going to be out there. There is a Sopranos one, and it's like $55, $60. And the saddest thing about this is the guy who played, the show hasn't been on in a million years, Vito Spadafor is the character's name. That guy, like, hawks autographs and merchandise before the start of the tour, and apparently is a major jerk to people. If they don't buy something from him, he won't take a picture or sign an autograph with them. And I'm thinking, what a way to treat your fans. One of the spots, one of the stops on that Sopranos tour is the Gentleman's Club that in the Sopranos, the TV show, it was the Bada Bing. And you stop there on the tour and get to go inside and sit at the bar where Tony and Syl and some of the other characters sat. I don't know. That's not going to be the deciding factor on whether or not I do that. I don't want to show up at the bowl game in like the second quarter late because of traffic or something, having jerked around on this tour and then having people, well, where were you? I was at the Bada Bing.
How far is the hotel from the stadium?
It doesn't look like it's that far, but in New York with the traffic, and I don't trust myself on the New York subway. Chicago, I know, I wouldn't say like the back of my hand, but New York, I've traveled to a lot of places. I've got no issue in virtually any city that I've traveled to. I don't like New York. I don't feel comfortable there. And I just, so it's cabs. Okay, I got to cab it or Uber it, Lyft, whatever. I take Rusty and the handsome cab. There's the Seinfeld reference. And we'll see. There's about 3 hours between the end of the tour to get to Yankee Stadium. And I don't know whether or not I can pull this off or not. But I don't just want to parachute into New York, eat at the Applebee's in Times Square, and then cover a football game and say, man, that was worth it, and leave from Newark at 5 a.m. the next day. Now, I like that we learned from Gary Dolphin that the players are sticking around and essentially being given most of the day on the 28th to explore the city, and then they gather and return to Eastern Iowa because there's not much time between them. You heard the charter, two of the charters with the support staff, not leaving until the morning of the 26th, going in the day before the game. And I think, and again, I had a conversation with somebody who's close to the program, that Ferentz hates this bowl trip. He hates everything about this, I think. But if they could do this, if they could treat this like it was a road game, like a September road game somewhere, I think they would do it. But when you go to a bowl game, it encompasses a lot of things, and you have to play the game that the bowl wants you to play. If they want you to go to this event or that event, ring the bell at the stock exchange and all of that good stuff, you do it because it gets them a little publicity, and you don't want to come off as an ingrate or ingrates. And so I was going to go out there, business trip, try to win the football game, and hopefully they accomplish that. And I say the same thing about Iowa State going to Memphis for the Liberty Bowl. I would wish that both area teams win, because it's a lot easier to talk about programs that win their bowl games for the next several months than it is to sit. I don't want to be sitting here in March talking about Iowa spring football and having to refer back to, my God, can you believe the last time we talked about this team, they were losing to Boston College on a football field in a baseball stadium. I don't want to sit here and do that. Is that a grievance? Is that
qualify as a grievance? I was just going to say, do you think that if we could inject Kirk Ferentz with some truth serum, he would air his grievances about having to go to the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yes.
This is Kirk Ferentz. I want a table for one.
They're all going to be the same from now on. Every voice that I do is going to be the same. Somebody on the text line, by the way, is brought to you by Hertine and Stocker, 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Another great place to do some last-minute Christmas shopping. And you can tell a member of the Dickens family that I said that, and they'll go, who? And he's the guy on KGYM, and then they'll know. Every voice from here on out. Do your Beth Mowins impersonation.
This is Beth Mowins calling the game.
No, somebody on the text line said that it sounded like Red Green from public television. And I think in hindsight, yeah, maybe there is a little bit of that there. It doesn't look like getting a table for one at 10:30 p.m. on Christmas night in New York City is going to be too much trouble.
Can you find somewhere better than a chain restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think.
Because I know you're all about those steakhouses.
You know what? And that's a grievance. I'm going to air it right now. My grievance is people that go to a world-class city such as New York or Chicago, Houston, L.A., and choose to not step out of their comfort zone. I'm not going to run down or disparage any individual chain, as I've done in the past, because you still have to have local people who own and operate them. So I don't want to upset any of those people, but I understand if you have a particular allegiance to a menu item and you like the comfort of knowing that if you are in New York City or Cedar Rapids or Bangladesh, that if you can find that chain, it's going to be prepared roughly the exact same way it is every time you order it. I get that. But to me, you're in those cities maybe a handful of times in your life. Step outside your comfort zone a little bit. I'm going to try at least one thing in New York City on this trip. I don't know what it is yet. But I'm going to try at least one thing that's going to be way outside of my comfort zone. Maybe it's taking the subway to Yankee Stadium. I don't know.
I would say that about not just going to a world-class city, but going anywhere that, on vacation or anywhere that you're not from.
Yeah, like a place like Memphis.
Even Memphis. Even St. Louis. One more time.
This is the last time that we have you before a lot in studio with us anyway before the bowl game. The recommendations again for the Iowa State fans?
Bayou Restaurant in Midtown is one of my favorite restaurants in the country.
What type of food do they serve?
Cajun food.
So
you can get some American fare there if you want. They have everything and it's all very good. Pearl's Oyster House is also very good. If you're looking for barbecue, the
Oyster House, see, like Red Lobster.
Blue City Cafe down on Beale Street is very good.
What do they have?
Barbecue,
okay, like Billy Sims or Q Dogs. Yeah. Just tell yourself, this is like the local place.
Just like it.
Except, just like it.
It's local, or it's not a chain. But it's
those mentions are Christmas presents for those establishments.
I just feel like there's so much. You can go on your phone and look up best restaurants in my area, and find somewhere that's good. There's no excuse for it anymore.
By the way, if you find Alex Kuhn's tailgating spot at the Liberty Bowl, he's going to hook you up, provided you are 21 or older, with one complimentary shot
of
Hawkeye vodka.
That I'm probably going to make that unlimited now because I have two handles of Hawkeye.
I thought Kyle just stole the one that I had in my gift yesterday and gave it to you again.
I was hoping.
But you've got more. Are you a vodka drinker?
I'm not a very picky drinker. I don't like the taste of anything, but I'll drink anything.
One of the few times that a bowl game actually changed my life was the Tax Slayer Bowl. The Tax Slayer Bowl is where I got introduced to my particular brand of vodka that I enjoy drinking, and I'm not a vodka drinker at all, or at least I wasn't.
I think I know which kind of vodka it is.
Until the Tax Slayer Bowl, and the Tax Slayer Bowl media hospitality room was so barren. They had about three options for you there, and one was this giant handle of vodka. And I thought, I'm going to make it my mission before I leave this. That was a nice hotel too, by the way. They had a sauna and everything. It was a terrible bowl game. I don't ever want to go back to Jacksonville, Florida, as long as I'm alive. But, yeah, that bowl game changed my life because I came home and I was like, man, this stuff is like water. The Surgeon General recommends that you not drink vodka as if it were water. It's not good for your health. I want to pass that along to everybody. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be joining us here. The big hour right around the corner. This is Drive Time, though, driven by Linder Tire. We want to make sure that we remember our friends at LinderTire.com a couple more times before 2017 turns to 2018. LinderTire.com is a place where you can go get some great online savings right now. If you come into some money at Christmas and want to turn around and make it, you know, put it toward new tires or something, a lot of people get a little extra bonus at Christmas time. Jelly of the Month Club stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of driving, 6105 is airing his or her grievance on the text line. So I wanted to read this one. I know nothing about NASCAR.
Show sucks. Oh, God. What is that? What's that Podolak doing?
My Festivus complaint concerning sports. NASCAR used to be my favorite sport. The segment racing has to go. The green, white, checkered finishes have to go away. The chase format for the championship has to disappear. There. I feel much better. Merry Christmas, guys.
I'm not a huge NASCAR buff. I wouldn't even say I followed it in passing, but one of the things that I always found interesting about NASCAR was the days of drivers that were personalities. And I think it's like anything, any sport where the money gets to be so great that you have people who come in and they try to beat or wring the every ounce of personality out of you, because God forbid, if you have any sort of personality that's outside the box, you're going to turn off possible sponsors or you're going to turn off possible fans. So we want you to be as corporate and vanilla as possible. And that's today's average NASCAR driver. Is as vanilla and bland as your average country music star. I mean, they're all the same. Their music sounds the same. They all say the same things. I'm blurring the lines here between the country stars and the race car drivers, but that's, I think, NASCAR's biggest problem. And then what the texter also said in the fact that nobody wants to watch a race that finishes the way that they brought up, the, you know, under caution and things like that. You want the three guys going around turning left, and one of them's trying to do it on bad tires, and one of them's doing it on an empty fuel tank, and the other one's doing it on a car that ran up into the turn three, five turns ago, and which one of them is going to outlast the other two and cross the finish line, and everybody's going full throttle. That's what you want. And then when the race is over, you want the guy that finished second to throw his helmet at the guy who finished first and try to throw down with him. Old school NASCAR. Nowadays, it's, well, we ran a race really good, and
I want to thank all of our sponsors, from Oreo cookies on down to Tito's Vodka. And see, I worked it in there, didn't I? 319-366-1600. Pennzoil. We couldn't have done this without Pennzoil. And I want to thank everybody in the racing team. I got the best owners and right on down to the pit crew. And
can you just do this with the Ed Podolak impersonation,
please? This wins for everybody. Oh, wow. He does Jimmy Johnson, too. 5:54. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you. We understand traffic is a little bad. Rob Howe making his way north from Iowa City for the festivities in the third and final hour of the program. If you think traffic is bad here, wait until Manhattan. I saw this movie with the Muppets once. Looks like traffic is a real pain. Back with more after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. First of all, we'd like to thank everyone in our customer family for a fantastic year and wish everyone the very happiest of holidays. Right now through January 2nd, we will be making some exceptional deals on all of our new Toyotas. With the amazing finance and lease rates that are available, it's really worth taking advantage of. Don't miss out. For those of you who want a new vehicle experience but are in the market for a used vehicle, you'll want to check out our certified used Toyotas that have low finance rates, extra warranty coverage, and come with Toyota of Iowa City's exclusive continued care on our used vehicles, which includes 2 free years of oil changes and tire rotations with no mileage limitation. If you'd like to do business with the dealer that's been voted best of the area every year for the last 8 years, come on in and let's make it easy for you at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1, right off 218 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
5:55, welcome back in. If you do the same voice for every impersonation, then it's not a bad impersonation of one person. Then that one person can't get upset at you and say that that doesn't sound anything like them. It just becomes a catch-all, if you will. I think the folks at Quaker State,
but I believe you.
I thank the folks at Quaker State and give me and Hankook Tires and Quaker State and Ford Roush Racing. Oh boy,
that's exactly what it sounds like too.
Except it's
we're gonna hear it in about five minutes.
The cadence it's much quicker. And, yeah, we're just looking forward to going down to Talladega. And, you know, we don't run. Your car runs different at night. Open wheel. Let's see. What do we got? Darlington. I'll put Darlington in there. Darlington, you know, they got the best fans in the country. We're just looking forward to going down there and putting on a show for them. And hopefully the tires hold out. What kind of tires? I'll make sure you got to get that mention in there. 319-366-1600. I have a feeling what many of your grievances will be when we revisit the Festivus airing of the grievances coming up at the bottom of hour number three. Spencer Petras, future quarterback of the Iowa Hawkeyes, set to join us in just a few minutes. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com as well. But first, here's Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank big board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Cyclone guard Naz Long is averaging 15.6 boards and almost 4 assists per game. Well, just within the last hour or so, he was rewarded with a two-way contract with the Utah Jazz. The Iowa women beat Drake last night 79-66 to finish the non-conference schedule with a record of 12-1, their best start since 2010. Megan Gustafson led the way with a 27-point, 12-rebound performance, her NCAA-leading 12th double-double, and Mackenzie Meyer tied a career best with 21 points. Lexi Sevillian got her first start at point guard in place of the injured Tanaya Davis, and she scored 12. The Hawkeyes are going to begin Big Ten play at Wisconsin next Thursday. The Iowa men have a date hosting Colorado tonight and their last chance to get a win over a Power 5 team in the non-conference schedule, but the Buffaloes come in playing pretty well with a record of 8-3. Tip-off is going to be at 8 o'clock. The UNI women pulled off an upset last night over Kansas State 72-71. The game was tied at 62 with just under 3 minutes remaining, but consecutive threes by Kennedy Kirkpatrick provided just enough separation to hold off the Wildcats and get the win. The Panthers moved to 4-7 with two of those wins coming over Power 5 teams. Tonight, in just a few minutes, 107.5 FM, the North Gym is going to leave our show to pick up a boy-girl doubleheader between Edgewood-Colesburg and Cedar Valley Christian. But then, after our show is over, we're also going to have a huge game for the UNI Panthers as they go for the upset over ninth-ranked Xavier. It'd be the crown jewel on what's already been a stellar non-conference schedule for them, and you'll be able to hear it on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Ann on the text line says, Jeremiah Davis is going to kick my ass the next time we have him on the program. That may be. That may be, but he'll be doing it with Timberland boots on. I don't know. Hour number three is next. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event. It's the last chance to get our best offer of the year. 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit cash back across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Start the new year with a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash back. This exclusive